Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to part two of a discussion. We're talking all about food, diets, cooking, how it impacts on men and women, relationships, dating, and I'm joined by the fantastic Ali Woods and the delicious Christelle Pereira. Ali, I mean, what about you? Do you think men are more tolerant with this? I mean, I don't mean to be sexist here, but I definitely, if I really, really fancy a woman, thinking back to the black and white files of me being single, and I'm really attracted to her, and she's kind, she's got her own money, she's got her own career going on, she's confident, she's beautiful, obviously, all of those things, and I go out and she's like, I only eat omelette and chips. It's a bit annoying, and I would probably say something, but it's not a relationship breaker for me. What about you, Ali?
Well, if she was going on about a sick fruit for 2 hours, then you might.
Yeah, exactly.
How's
your dessert? Well, sick.
It's like some sick fruit, you know? I'm sick.
I'm sick on it.
Trees and that.
Sick as your
down.
Fruit, bro.
Yeah. Honestly, bro. Don't even with me now. I think there's definitely the stereotype is that you sort of nod along. If she's beautiful and you like her, you just nod along to whatever that's going on. And then because you're like, well, I want to go back with you. But I think for me, it's not a deal breaker because I'm not myself like an amazing cook or a chef like Christelle. So it's not going to be a huge part of being with me as much. But it's definitely for me, like, it gives a sense of the person that they're, if they're unwilling to try food, what else are they not willing to try? Are they quite closed-minded? Do they not like new experiences? Have they at sort of 23, 24 just decided, well, that's what I'm like. You know, I'm just like that. That's me for the next 60 years.
Oh, fuck.
And so yeah. I don't know if I'd be with that.
It was the question I was going to ask you, and it's a tricky one to answer, but you've already partially said it, about this idea of translation. Now, when I was single, wrongly or rightly, I would translate from the dinner experience to other aspects of the life. And this is not a sexist thing. This will go, I'm pretty sure women would do this as well. I mean, if you sat down at dinner, girls, with a guy whose shirt's buttoned up wrong, there's an egg stain, there's a bit of hair poking up from his back, you wouldn't be human if you didn't translate that hygiene to other areas of your experience you might have with this guy. I mean, are you saying, Ali, that if a girl's like, don't like it, don't try anything new, don't like anything that tastes funny, are you thinking, this is probably not going to work if we go to Rumpy Pumpy Town?
Yeah, oh, you've been there. It's great, isn't it? I love it.
You know, the girl that's like, I just want to try different flavors. I'm up for anything once. Bring it all. You're like, oh, fuck.
I'm like, I booked the Uber to Rumpy Pumpy Town already, mate. Let's go.
Uber surgeon. I don't care.
Yes, exactly. See if they got space. Yeah, you know what? It's like, it's one of those things where you're right. You don't want to be too judgmental, especially in dating as well, when it's so easy to just...
We're only humans. We're human beings. We can't help, we're human.
Especially on dating, when it's so easy to have a sort of not brilliant first impression of someone, but you get to know them a bit more and they can be great. You know, a lot of people in relationships start out and go like, you know, I didn't think they were at first, but then, you know, they won me over and all that sort of stuff. But my issue with it is, as you say, it's just that closed-mindedness. I just worry that they will have that attitude for a lot of things if they have that for food. I don't mind if someone's not into spice. Hey, you know, I'm the palest guy going. You know, I'm like an A4 piece of paper. But but if it's just the unwillingness to even try, if they try it and don't like it, absolutely fine. But if they're just like, no, I always have fish and chips whenever I go out. I just think, this isn't a 1950s awful marriage.
That's like, missionary sex every night, that.
Exactly, which to be fair is my best move.
But, exactly. But it's, I like to get a purchase on the bedstead.
Exactly. 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 Sometimes I switch up to the other two that exist. But
but I think spice, Krista, is different, I think, to flavour. Spice is about pain threshold and tolerance. But isn't the point, though, I hear what Ali's saying, you know, you can't be too cruel, first impressions, blah, blah, blah. But isn't that what is unique about food and a dining experience together? Even if it's the very first date, you've swiped, you've never even spoken in real life, there is an intimacy to sharing food that is almost, it's almost like a metaphor for a relationship or for lovemaking. It stands in like a proxy for other interaction. It's so intimate.
It is. Although, do you know what? I guess it's quite difficult because I agree. And I think if you both have an interest in food, you can talk about it. And then it can, like, you know, we're talking about, you can translate that into other areas. And, you know, if someone is very close-minded about it, you think, well, they're going to be close-minded about other things. And actually, one thing that I do is if someone says something that I don't agree with, for example, if I'm on a date and someone says, oh, I don't want to eat that, I will just be like, why? And I'll ask them the question.
It stinks of vomit, you mental bitch.
So, well, yeah, and if they tell me that,
what about this anus pear? Will you try that? No, fuck off.
But yeah, and it's basically if they've got a good reason as to why they don't want to try something, fine. It's all about the reason they give. But also on your point about, you know, food being, you know, really integral and it's all about, you know, this language of love and stuff. Actually, when I'm like kind of out and I'm, you know, in a restaurant, when I'm, for example, you know, on a date or something, I actually end up not eating much because I'm talking so much. And actually, even though I've chosen a nice place that's got really good food, I end up chatting and then I just eat like 2 spoons of rice and I call it a day because, A, I'm just too busy talking. And also, I don't know what you guys think from a guy's perspective, but some, and I've kind of got over this, but there was definitely this complex of eating in front of men. Oh, and like, there was this whole complex of like, kind of, you don't want to look like a pig, or you don't have like food in your mouth, or you don't want to look greedy. Right. And so actually I found, even though I'm such a foodie and I eat so much, I think sometimes if I'm in front of like a guy, I would actually not eat as much because I'm a bit more self-conscious. Really? I've got more better. I've got, I think, better now over the years. But this was definitely something back in the day.
That's fucked up. That's quite fucked up, Krista.
You know what? I find the opposite when I'm on dates.
You want to eat more.
I show off how much I can eat.
Two
I
go turkey KFC, drummers.
I get a family meal box. I'll be like, "What's your darling? You're going to get impressed." I smash it. I don't give her any, obviously, but I smash it back. But I actually find the opposite with when I date women is that that puts me off is when they might feel uncomfortable, insecure, or whatever about eating and maybe in front of me, but just eating in general might, I don't want anything. Oh no, you have something. I'll just not eat. I love it when I'm on a date with a lady who's just like smashing back the wings and just getting more in. I love it. I love it so much.
Eat your wings, girls. Eat them. Okay, a trickier question. I'm asking this genuinely because I like practical answers on this show where people can actually take them into their life. First date, fair enough. Date number X, let's not pry into anyone's morals here. There's a chance it could be on. This could be the back to my minimum snog. Do you not find an issue with the amount of food consumed and the possibility of an erotic experience later on? Not just in dating, in any relationship. You're constantly calibrating. I know I've just eaten chicken tikka masala, rice, naan bread, peswari naan and Indian ice cream. There is no way on earth I'm going to smash my soggy acorn anywhere after an insulin spike like that.
Mate, honestly, I'm already at that age where I can either have a big dinner or sex. I can't do both.
But this is an issue.
It's gone. If I have that curry, best I can do is a finger in, honestly.
Oh, wow. A lady's finger, Bindi Bhaji.
Yeah. But I completely agree with you, Ross. If you are planning to make sweet
chuff for that one, chuff. Yeah.
then I would say yeah, absolutely. You got a limit. What you're doing? You want to be nimble. It's like you're going on stage. You're taking it like an athlete. You know,
Thank you. The
Usain Bolts, they can eat chicken nuggets and just get on with it.
Yeah.
But for us mortals, you've got to have something lean and with a bit of carb in there to keep you going. That's my opinion.
Christelle, tell us, and all the Garys, Daves, Leons and Mohammeds listening, tell us, does that enter a girl's head? Does she start to eat less if she thinks it's on? Because you could, if you were cynical and it was the fifth date, go, she's eating less tonight. Get and go and do celebratory dance in the toilet on your own.
Do you know what? Again,
which I have done.
It really depends on the situation because It depends also, A, because I also think it's really about the conversation. It's all about when you're talking. And I think if you're having a really good conversation, actually, and this is coming from a foodie, the food comes second, and you actually forget about what you're eating and how much you're consuming. But it is also about like body confidence. And that is, you know, what happens, you know, after the meal. Because it's actually, if you've eaten a food, like for example, with like lots of dairy or something that's really heavy, you feel bloated and then you feel very unattractive and you probably won't feel very confident in yourself. So actually, yeah, in that situation, again, it really, if I'm conscious of it, I probably would just be like, oh, actually, I'm going to stay off the heavy food because I don't want to feel bloated and I don't want to feel uncomfortable. And I also don't want to be like, you know, don't eat loads of raw onions or garlic or vomit fruit today.
No. I couldn't believe you, Krista. Even when you were saying that, I still believe you'd have the vomit fruit. That's the wheat from the chaff, that, isn't it? Let's see who the real man is.
Imagine loading the sprouts pre-evening. And, well, there's only one last thing left to discuss, and that's cooking itself. We know historically professional kitchens have been male-dominated. According to military history, during the times of war in the 14th and 15th century, men in the army were expected to cook. Over the years, the trend culminated into a military-style hierarchical structure in professional kitchens. This is where it started. Ladies, now we know, obviously, with our esteemed guest today, that is bullshit. But I wonder where we stand, because we live in a weird world, we have done up until about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, where women were expected to be the cooks at home, but men were the chefs outside. It's bizarre. It was like a badge of honour. Say, I can't cook, can't even boil an egg. She does it. Yet the moment I step out of the front door, a magical portal opens where all men are genius cooks. What the fuck's going on, Christelle? I guess you're the best person to start on this.
I think that, I mean, it's really messed up, if I'm honest. Like, it just makes no sense. And I think, you know, we're in a good, I mean, we've still got a lot of work to do. But in this day and age, hopefully, if you have a skill, you can do it at home and you can do it, you know, publicly. And that's, you know, the beauty of, I guess, how times have changed. And I think it's a shame that that was the case before, where women were home cooks. And I guess that's, you know, years and years ago, women didn't work. And so they provided for the family while the men would go out and then they would, you know, work and they would bring in the money and the income. And that's kind of traditionally how it works. And I think now you have seen a shift where, I guess, women's skills from the kitchen. And I wouldn't say it's just, you know, home cooks who, you know, have been cooking because they didn't have a job. I think, you know, people like me who have a job and also just love and have a passion for cooking actually think, no, I'm going to go out and show my skills off. And I'm so glad to see that change. And that actually now it's more a case of, I think it's becoming, even though there are men in the industry, I think you are seeing a lot more women chefs and cooks out there. And I think there is a big, you know, women presence in cooking and baking, which is great. And I'm hoping that that will continue to evolve.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ali, is it this is a difficult question, okay? If you get into a relationship and you're the one doing all of the...
It's difficult for me to imagine.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, sorry.
Well, I see why you prepared me for that.
Given the musculature on your forearms, I can see you're going to struggle with this answer.
Both arms as well, that's the impressive thing.
Popeye's forearm. No, but is it effeminate to be the one who cooks in your relationship? I'm obviously using a heavy dose of irony here. But if you're the one who cooks all the meals at home, it's still, isn't it? 2022, 28-year-old man, there's still a tinge of, girly boy if you're the one doing all the cooking while she's sat there with her feet up and you both worked equally hard.
Yeah, I think with people I know with my age group, yeah, I think it's weird because I agree there is still this tinge of emasculation with that. And I don't know why. I don't know why that should be. And I don't even think if you ask the people involved in the relationship that they would think it was emasculating.
No.
But I think it's just because we were growing up, there were no images of sort of men in the kitchen cooking for the family. It was either men in a professional kitchen, as you say, all those celebrity chefs, or it was, if it was a domestic situation in a sitcom or on TV in an advert, wherever the woman was being in the kitchen. In fact, I remember growing up and the punchline of jokes was sometimes that the man had to wear a frilly apron and would be, things would be burning in the kitchen while the kids were, and it'd be like, could you imagine leaving this to a man? Like, I mean,
well, it was still adverts up until about 3 or 4 years ago. The comedy dad looking after his own child, let alone cook it. Oh no, I'm looking after my own child that I've created for half an hour. I wonder if I'll spill Lenore on the floor. I mean, how fucking insulting to most men who've had to step up and be the emotional.
Also to women as well, because I think it's like the idea that women, you have to, because I mean, you know, you have to give up your dreams and your career.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to let your kids be brought up by the other half of people who created him? Come on now, that's not, you can't have that.
But you're right though, because it's about the stereotypes, because it's even like, for example, a nurse, you would automatically picture a nurse as a woman because that's the way that a nurse has been portrayed, a nurse with a little hat and a little short skirt. But actually, no, you get male nurses. And
what
I'm
were the
sure...
shoes? What were the shoes like? Carry on.
non-sexual nudity going on.
Oh, don't fucking stop. No, but you're absolutely right. So, okay, let me ask you both the same question. I'll ask you first, Christelle. You are into a relationship with a man. He loves food. He's a foodie. You talk about food at the table. Everything's perfect. The bedroom, everything's perfect. He cannot cook. Can't boil an egg. Can't fucking cook. Totally unacceptable in 2022, or just something that he's going to need to fix and you'd work with? I mean, let's make it interesting. Let's make the man 35. So it's not like he's 21 and he's just left home.
I would definitely be concerned. And the reason why, it's not, I mean, the thing is, I'm actually happy to do all the cooking because I kick people out of the kitchen. That's fine. But fundamentally, if a man of 35 years old can't cook, I'd be like, what have you been doing your whole life? And I think that's almost a bit like, you know, provided that he's, say, had a relationship with his parents, I'd be like, so you were 35 or up until you left home, you let your parents cook for you at the ripe age of 35. So what have you been doing? And I think that it is a basic life skill. I'm not telling you to go out and, you know, make caviar and whatever. But like, if you can't boil an egg, that is fundamentally wrong. But like I said, I'd be happy like to do all the cooking in a relationship because I enjoy it and it's kind of, you know, what I do. But if someone doesn't have basic skills in the kitchen, I think that is slightly wrong. I would work with the person to be like, look, okay, let me teach you how to boil an egg. Here's an egg timer. Here's an egg. Here's a pot of water. There you go. Here's a bread. Here's a toaster. You just, you know, turn it on. And that
what
would be
magic
it.
Is this? What magic?
Yeah, you lost me there, Christelle.
Yeah. But that was actually, my dad was 35 when he moved in with my mum. And on the morning he moved out, my nan ironed his shirt and made him his last cooked breakfast. And then he moved into our house. And then the next day, the fried breakfast was made by my mum. I mean, there wasn't even a day's crossover. I'm going to ask you the same question, Ali. Feel free to get yourself cancelled with the answer. You meet her. She's the perfect girl. She's 28. She's everything's perfect. Whatever your perfect physical type is, everything's good. She's got her own. Whatever it is that turns you on, it's all there. It's cracking in the bedroom. Has nothing. Can't even enter the kitchen without having a panic. Zero.
Shocking. How dare she show her face, to be honest. I mean,
is it an issue?
Block and report her. No.
I'll admit, it's an issue for me. It's a fucking issue for me because it doesn't just represent some sort of women should be cooking thing. It doesn't represent that at all. What it represents for me is, how the fuck have you not been able to wipe your own ass at 28 years old?
But are you not translating again, Russell?
No, I'm not. It's like, yes, I am. I'm translating. Well, how's that going to manifest itself in your finances then? How's that going to manifest itself when we have a child and we need to get her ready for school in the morning? If you can't organise and you've never had the independence to learn how to prepare food, it's not just a thing like learning French or learning how to like do orienteering or picking up a hobby. It's a fundamental life skill. Human beings need to feed themselves and know how to use ingredients and survive, particularly in the food environments we live in. And I'll put my neck on the line and say, it's a fucking issue if I'm dating a girl and she can't cook. Not because I think women should cook, but because How the fuck have you not learned to feed yourself nutritiously?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about there, yeah, exactly. If it is that level of remedial skill, look, hey, I'm not the best cook, I'm okay. You know, I am a man, so I guess in a professional kitchen, I'll probably be better than Christelle, even though she's a
yeah, exactly. chef and, absolutely. And
the finest. But it's just, that's not, that's just
your phallus acts as a counterweight as you move between the pans.
Exactly, exactly. Check the temperature, it's a bit... So we all know that. We don't need to cover that. We've covered that. That's science. But yeah. But I think, as you're saying, if someone has such poor level of skill where it's idiocy, they don't even know what these things are, then, as you say, it probably does suggest that they're quite infantilized in their life. They're quite regressive in their life. And as you say, what else are they expected to do? Do they know how to do laundry? Do they know how to change a bed sheet? Do they know how to clean the house? All this stuff that I'd expect a woman to do. No, I'm not joking. But all this other stuff that is part of growing up, is part of being an adult. And similar, as you say, if it was a 35-year-old woman that I was dating and she didn't know any of this, it would make me question how mature she is and how that could affect things down the line. Now, having said that, if she does not have any of those skills and it's because she has just been full on in her career, she eats out all the time, she's making loads of money, she's doing this, she doesn't care, she doesn't want to cook an egg, then I could understand that. I could actually understand that as her partner and be like, right, well, we can sort something out, we can, you know, eat out, or I can cook or whatever, you know, and I get that. But if it's just a general thing of, nah, I just never, you know, I've just always been cooked for, I guess, so I expect that to continue, that's a no for me.
Well, I think on that note, I mean, I will just ask you one last quick question. We've got 2 minutes remaining, so sorry to only leave 2 minutes for this deep question.
Oh, no.
I have no idea what either of your cultural backgrounds is. I only know that Christelle's surname sounds vaguely Portuguese or something.
Yeah, it's Portuguese.
So I have no idea, but I just wondered, really short answers, how cooking and food manifested itself in your childhood. We'll start with you, Christelle, the esteemed baker.
Yeah, so I'll keep it as short as I can. Food is integral to my culture. And basically growing up, it's basically, if someone comes to my house and doesn't eat, my whole family will be offended. That's just how it is. We cooked for people. And at any family event, if we have people over, we cook, it won't just be, you know, a curry and a rice. It's five curries and five different types of rice and then five different types of vegetables. And it's all about feasting and, you know, feeding people. And it's just so integral. So I've grown up eating so much food. And that's how I got into cooking, is because I used to watch my mum cook and she'd always be cooking. And our house is full of food. Our fridge is always full. Our freezer's always full. There's no space anywhere to fit anything else in. But that's just how it is. There's just loads and loads of food, but it's really, really important to my culture. And I think if you stripped food away from my culture, there wouldn't be, like, that's a massive part of it. So yeah, it's very prominent for us.
So that's an interesting answer from Christelle. And I think that is the difference, Ali. I'm just going to assume you are British extraction with a name like Alistair Woods, possibly Scottish extraction.
Ali Mubarak Woods, thank
sorry,
you very
sorry.
Much.
Exactly, Egyptian Scottish. But that, I think, is missing from a lot of British cultures, food as community. We have a lot of food as function. You come in from work, no doubt about it, my mum and my nan and my dad, all amazing cooks, and the food was delicious, but it wasn't necessarily community unless it was a christening or a birthday. It was a shepherd's pie to feed you at the end of a day's graft. It wasn't about the breaking of the bread and the connection. I'm sure we were back in the day post-war, but it feels like it's been lost on this island. I wonder what your relationship was with culture and food growing up.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, my mum's Scottish and my dad's Northern, so he didn't do basically any cooking. And then my mum did the cooking, but didn't really love cooking. She just did it because someone had to do it. But she loved baking. That was her thing. So that's where I would say, I was brought up in that you should always have sweets, you should have cake, you should always have stuff in the house for when people come over. The idea, she sat me down once and she was like, you eat dinner so you can have pudding. And that was like, that was the reason why, that was my relationship with food.
It's like the A-level to the University of Pudding.
Exactly, 100%. Unlock it, you know, unlock that playable pudding. So that's what I was brought up. So I've got a real sweet tooth. I love, you know, I was watching some of your clips earlier, Christelle, and I love what you're making. I was the salted caramel stuff. I was like, oh my God, I love that stuff. And I've got other mates who are brought up in different cultures and backgrounds who I'm like, what's for pudding then? And they're like, what do you mean? We've just eaten. I'm like, excuse me, we're just eating a pasta. Is that what we're doing here? But what you're saying, Christelle, what we really missed out on, as you're saying, Russell, as well, is the idea of a big pot of something going on throughout the day, the idea of having people over, the idea of inviting more and more people and just always having food that's eatable, that's tasty in the house. And also the idea of passing that cooking down. I didn't have any of that.
Well, I mean, given how compatible I've just discovered the pair of you are, I think I'll just drop off so this speed date can continue. Thank you very much. Bring the vomit fruit. You bring a peg, Ali. You'll be absolutely fine. Thank you very much to Ali Woods and Christelle Pereira. If you've come here as fans of either of these two brilliant people, highly likely, please hang around, like and subscribe, guys. Go to wherever you get your podcasts, hit subscribe. We cover loads of subjects. I mean, the menu of today has been light, arguably. It's been about food and diet. We did do a bit of body shape, but we've got some deeper, more complex episodes. We've got some really silly ones. We've got some filthy ones. Just click through, see if you find anything to your liking. If you've got someone in your group, male or female, but particularly a man who's like, yeah, I'm fine, and he's not fine, ask once, ask twice, ask three times. Annoy the fuck out of that person until they tell you to fuck off. Always worth double checking. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Russell Kane. My man baggage is now empty of its viscous insights. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.